I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. So I recently talked on this show, in this segment, about a fairly high-level Christian leader who had said something along the lines of, well, you know, no Christians have called for the death of gays. I wish I remember who that was, and right now I'm too lazy to go listen to the show and see who I was talking about. And I said then that it was patently untrue. There are actually lots of Christian leaders who call for the death of gays. And today, we have a conference that's going on, and that's their focus, killing gay people. Now, sure, if that religious leader accepted my definition of Christianity, which is, if you call for the death of gay people, you ain't no Christian. But I'm pretty sure he doesn't. But let's start in Knox County, Tennessee, where a sheriff's deputy was also a preacher. His name is Grayson Fritz. Right now he's out on medical leave, and they're going to retire him, but they have to go back and look at all of his cases to see if he did anything improper. And that's because in his role as a preacher, he is a hellfire, Bible-thumping, hate-mongering, anti-gay extremist who believes that we should kill all the gays. Literally, kill them. So, yes, they're retiring him out. He's losing his job because of what he's said in church, which normally what you say in church shouldn't really impact your job at all ever, but once this came out, it's the same as saying, gee, all the black people should be killed, and that's what the Bible teaches us. You couldn't really do your job as a sheriff's deputy if you had that belief system, because you would, and even if you did not discriminate against people in color, people would be suspicious of that, and all of your cases would come under investigation and reevaluation. But he is absolutely not doing the thing Christians are supposed to do, repent. He doubled down. This all came out because on June 2nd, he did a sermon, where he's known as Pastor Fritz, and he told his followers that he's sick of sodomy getting crammed down our throats. Well, first of all, Pastor Fritz, you do not have to deep throat. Nothing says you have to. And you don't even have to swallow if you don't want to. It's all should be very consensual. And he ended his sermon with, put homos to death, which seems like a pretty un-Christian thing to say, especially at the pulpit. So just last Wednesday, with all of the controversy and the loss of his job, on Wednesday he doubled down, and some members of the press showed up to find out what the heck he is talking about. And basically, he's talking about a God that should not be recognizable to Christians. He spent his hour-long sermon attacking other Baptist preachers as weak and spineless because they're not as insanely anti-gay as he is. And then he made fun of people who talk about the love of God, which apparently he's not big into. He said, just as much as God loves, God hates. Well, I like to think that's not true and that God is not hateful. And if he was, I imagine he would hate you, Pastor Fritz. But I personally don't believe that's how God works. And of course, he went ahead and ended again his sermon with put homos to death. Now, the problem with people in authority, and pastors all put themselves in a position of authority, the problem with that is that people listen to them, and some of those people go, yeah, somebody should put those homos to death, but nobody's doing it. I should do that. And then they go out and they do that. That's kind of what has happened in the anti-abortion movement. People hear those kinds of messages, they go out and they kill somebody. Now, I watched the video of his sermon that the reporter made, and you can't really see how many people are in the audience, but it's I can see the front row, and there's a woman sitting there in the front row, and she's got her stuff spread out on the chair next to her. The other chair next to her is pretty much empty. You can see two other people, but to be fair, you really can't see beyond that to see how many people are there, but clearly, these people are not close because they seem to spread out pretty wide, or it's pretty empty. I don't know. Now, to be honest, I didn't watch the whole video because I'm not that masochistic. He seems a little unhinged. There's a lot of yelling and slamming his fist down, and what I did listen to was pretty horrific. It's one of the few YouTube sermons I've seen where when they posted it, they put a note on it, caution graphic. So there's this guy. But there's also an entire conference. It's the Death to Gays Christian Pastors getting together to hold a conference. It's happening today called Make America Straight Again, which, of course, is ridiculous because you can't make people straight. We know that with a high level of certainty. Things just don't work that way. But it's even more awful because they're holding it near Orlando to, and I'm not making this up, to celebrate the Pulse Massacre. They're celebrating it. And in case you've forgotten, that was the Pulse nightclub in Orlando where a madman came in and shot up a whole bunch of gay people in a gay nightclub. And I think these kinds of Christians are WWJDTDTO Christians, which stands for What Would Jesus Do Then? Do the Opposite. And of course, because people criticize them for their horrific stances, they feel very, very persecuted. And I think this quote from Salman Rushdie is appropriate. He said, "One of the things that is a classic trope of the religious bigot is while they're denying people their rights, they claim that their rights are being denied. While they are persecuting people, they claim to be persecuted. While they are behaving colossally offensively, they claim to be the offended party." It pretty much sums up these folks. They did choose the Pride celebration going on this weekend there. And these are all extremist anti-gay pastors. Was put on by Patrick Boyle. He's pastor of Revival Baptist Church in Greater Orlando. And he said that his church would host a conference exposing the reprobates. And by that, I'm assuming he's not going to expose himself and his fellow pastors of hate. He has said that he is making a vocal stand against the sodomites and their filth that they've been spreading to the homes of families across the world and the United States of America. And they've got the biggies, preachers like Roger Jimenez, who celebrated the Pulse attacks during a sermon. And they have Stephen Anderson, who famously praised the Orlando shooter for leaving 50 less pedophiles in this world. And they've got Tommy McMurdy, who said that homos should be put in their place, which is 6 feet under. McMurdy is also known for redefining LGBTQ to mean let God burn them quickly. And he asked for prayers for any violence that might ensue. Violence that it seems he is looking forward to. Does that seem mean-spirited on my part? Well, let me continue quoting him. "Pray that if they do any protests, that it gets violent. They have stand your ground in Florida, so we're allowed to fight back. I say bring it," he said, laughing. The organizer of the conference asked the Lake County Sheriff's Office for law enforcement deputies to come and protect them. And Lake County Sheriff's Office said no. In a statement, they said, "The fact that the timing of this conference coincides with the 3-year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting in nearby Orlando did not go unnoticed by our staff. We felt as though the timing of the conference is in poor taste, and we chose not to allow the group to hire our deputies." Well, big thumbs up to the Lake County Sheriff's Office. Now, this is only the first day of this 3-day nightmare fest of hatred and death, all done in the name of Christianity, while Jesus weeps. So I don't know what horrific things they have planned for the weekend, but this all takes place at a church where our tax dollars support their freedom of religion by their being not taxed, so the rest of us have to make up the difference. And it's not a big church that Boyle has. It's about 60 members. Now, while Boyle does advocate for the death of gay people, in coverage of them, it has noted that he does not advocate that private citizens hurt or kill gays. But that doesn't make him any better, because society is not going to do that. At least I hope to God it's not going to do that. Well, when you send the message that gay people should die, and your government isn't doing their job killing gay people for you, what's a God-fearing man gotta do? Maybe another Pulse massacre. So these are horrible, hate-filled people at this conference, and I guess they're having a parade and march or whatever it is, but not without some fear. They have reported that homosexuals have infiltrated their event and that homosexual demons have possessed many attendees. I mean, how do you deal with that? People that you dislike, they're taken over by the devil. According to exorcist Andrew Kennard, which I hope he's hoisted on his own last name, he said that whenever you get a conference like this going on, it's like Satan wants to make it a Girls Gone Wild video, but with delicious male ding-dongs. It makes me sick and a little horny. Yeah, I didn't see that ending coming, yes, because Andrew Kennard is actually part of the Church of Sodom, and more of a Christian than any of the men attending this hate event.